For he that dwelt in the midst of the cherubim shine forth. He that dwelt in the midst of the cherubim shine forth, shine like the fire, shine like the rain. Jehovah dwelt in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. He that dwelt in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. Akusima la kosi papa, shine forth. Shala durelu, shine forth. Shakaina dwelt in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. Ekusipai kababante, Shakaina dwelt in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. Shebele gosi, my worship will not, my prayer will not cease. Ay, 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 ay. My worship will not stop. My prayer will not cease. Ay, 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 ay. We want to see your face. We want to overflow. Our worship will not stop. I pray I will not see. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am,
I want to pray. 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 I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I don't have many people in this place.
I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray.
I do not need you
to pray.
I want to pray.
Oh, I want to pray. I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray. I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray.
I want to pray. The only one that walked up and down the stones of fire. They are other burning stars. They are
unify.
I can perceive the entrance of the angels of the Lord. Their presence has been felt like a cold sensation. This is how they are coming in, because they are coming with the river of the Lord. There's an impartation of power in this place. The seals upon your call, the seals upon your call have been broken, declares the Lord. Latakekaya,
prayer power.
Shubabalaga babalaga basata, ragababalaga basabraga babo, ragababalaga basabraga babo, ragababalaga basabraga babo, ragababalaga basabraga babo. And to some of you, the Spirit of the Lord says that the enemy has come so hard upon your prayer line. He has come so hard. And he has pushed you out of the altar. But this time, there is breakthrough capacity, breakthrough ability in the place of prayer. I see fire. One, two. I perceive the entrance of body parts. They are coming into the hall. Right now.
I want to pray.
Hey.
Into your sympathy, carry me up now. Into your sympathy, carry me up, Lord. Carry me up, Lord. Into your sympathy. Yes, oh, let's go up now. Let's go up now. Into your secret place, so we chant in the Holy Ghost.
Hi! The angels of the Lord are moving into the hall. The angels of the Lord, they are moving into the hall. Supalaga Brakatabaratista, Salamo Sataya, Zabrakatabaratista.
Jesus. Now, 1, 2, be activated. Be activated now. In the name of Jesus. He will put his sound into you. You will sound the prophecies of God. You will sing the prophecies of God. You will sound the prophecies of the Lord. You will sing it and you will shout it. Shout! Release the sound of the Lord from the Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, be activated. Be activated. I obtain you into your cycle. I bring you into the city, into the gathering, and the council of the Lord, the council of all the stars to which you belong to. Superlata protocol of Santa. Praise and shout! Praise and shout! Praise and shout to the Lord! Praise and shout to the Lord! Praise and shout! Praise and shout! Akwanka shout! Akwanka shout! Your prince has passed through the gate. The king has gone ahead of them. And the breaker in partnership with the princes of the Lord. Some of you have been given new languages in the spirit. New languages, new utterances have been passed on to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I activate the new speakings of God over you. The language of the spirit. The
language of the spirit. Wow. I hear the language of thunder. The language of thunder. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The spirit of the Lord says, sing the song of my heat. Sing the song of my heat. Because before you went up, the Lord says, I should tell you that you should sing the song of my heat. Now in the name of Jesus, I activate you. I activate you. I activate you. As a power magic. As a sound of lightning. I activate you. Now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be activated. Be activated. Now in Jesus' name.
As I pray to God, let heaven hear my voice.
There are prophecies in your belly. There are prophecies in your spirit. This is a prophetic meeting. This is an apostolic gathering. It is a prophetic conclave. It is an epicenter upon which the throne of God will find expression in the land of Aquanta. Your preachers have been rejected. I have sent unto you wise men. I have sent unto you preachers. Now the Lord is raising a voice in your midst.
Hallelujah. Kusala protokobo sata. Robobokobo sata kalia. Supralada protokobo robobo sata prataka paratiska. Supralada protokobo lada protokobo sata.
Come on! Raise a shout to the Lord! Raise a shout! Raise a shout! Raise a shout! A shout of breakthrough! A shout of victory! A shout of announcement! A shout of a new season! A shout of thunder! A shout of lightning! The speakings of thunder! The speakings of lightning! The speakings of thunder! The speakings of lightning! The awakening of the sound of thunder! The sounds of lightning! I come as a representative and I raise your sound! I raise that sound of destiny! I raise your song of destiny! I raise your shout of destiny.
You
see, when we come for meetings like this, part of the intent of God is that we are able to come into a conclave in the realm of the spirit where immortal beings will begin to close us. There are places where the speakings of God proceed from. And until we gain alignment to that portal, gain alignment to that opening, in the realm of the spirit, we won't be able to gain mileage upon the face of the earth. Each time God seeks to announce a new season over his people, he begins to call for his prophets, he begins to call for his apostles, he begins to call for the pastors that gather, come together, let's make a round table in this place so that we can begin to dish out the word of the Lord. The Bible speaking says in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11 that when he ascended up on high, I'm quoting the previous verses, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. The Bible says he gave some to be apostles, some to be teachers, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors. And the goal of it is so that they can begin to equip the saints for the work of ministry. We have not come here to start up a ministry. We have not come here to start up a church. We have come to assemble the children of God so that we can give back your inheritance unto you. There are some certain people that when they come into your land, they will restore back your call. When they come into your land, all that the enemy has stolen, as I can see right now in the spirit, all that the enemy has stolen will be restored. Yes, even his sevenfold, they will be restored. I perceive the angelic prince over this city. Right from Monday, I could perceive his activity upon this land. His oppression is being activated and callings on the nation that have been covered. The realm of e-commerce. Did you hear what I say? The realm of e-commerce, the realm of commerce, it be restored. That financial stream that should have been flowing in this land, that stream of economies, finance and commerce that should be ongoing in this land will be restored. I see the angels of the Lord. I perceive the angels of the Lord in this place, together with the angelic prince over this land, coming and working with them. And as they move through the land, they were restoring the callings of people. They were restoring many things that have been lost. And as such, the anointing of the gatherer is such an operation in the Holy Spirit that brings you into a gathering where deliberations are made. Job was not having this unction upon him. Or maybe the day that the Holy Ghost came and was putting the flame inside of his heart, he was not responding in prayer. That is why this meeting will always remain a prayer conference, because it will require a high energy of prayer and intercession to be able to connect to this realm. We can just gather and hold meeting, and we'll bring 30 music ministers, and people will sing and be excited, but no calling will be ignited, nothing will be activated. But when we come into an assembly like this, the distribution of that anointing is such that was upon Moses, that as Moses stood, the Lord took out of his spirit and he spread it upon 70 elders. He spread it upon many, and even someone that was outside of the camp, the spirit of the Lord rested upon him. People outside this place will also have this encounter you are having. The advantage you will have over them, it is that you are hearing my voice at this time. Maybe unto them, after they sleep this night, they may start to feel some certain impulse, a drawing towards God. But because there is no preacher to preach to them, and as such, because there is no preacher, all of them will return back. Although from this place we announce their call to them, you have an advantage that you are here. If not, and as you are here, you need to be present. As you are here, you need to be present in that place, because we can be here. Hi. The Bible said, to him that has more, more will be measured unto him. To him that has, more will be given. That is, anytime we come together, when they come and look upon you, they will be looking for those things that you are traded with. What are the weights you have built inside of your spirit? The measure of the Spirit of God we will return back from this place is commensurate to our capacity in the realm of the Spirit. When God comes and pours out himself upon us, the measure Apostle Petrus will take will be different from the measure I will take. It will be different from the measure Apostle Wisdom will take. It will be different from the measure Apostle Ayatu will take. It will be different from the measure this brother will take. All of us will receive diverse measure that is commensurate to our current capacity in the realm of the Spirit. That is why anyone that must rise as a deliverer, anyone that must, because this oil will always rest upon deliverers. The Bible said that Deborah went out, and she called for Barak and other tribes. There was a tribe that refused to come, but even if those tribes did not come, the Bible says something, that as Deborah went out with Barak, as they were fighting, that the stars of heaven, they fought in their cause, and the river Kishon washed them away. Do you see the life of Saul? That when Saul died, David said that, how come that Saul died as though he was not anointed? Because any man that bears the anointing of God upon his life will always walk in partnership with Spirit. I have seen the seeds of watchmen. It is not a tear in the Spirit, it is the clustering of Spirit. Even the throne of God is made up of living creatures. The living creatures are not just around the throne, they are part of what formed the throne. So that each time God wants to come, the living creatures will also come into the land. And as they come, the living creatures will unfold themselves, and the Lord Jesus will step out of them. That is why part of the faces was the face of a man. That reveals to you the nature of Christ himself as the perfect man among divine beings. That reveals to you that as God moves, God move, that is a sitting in the spirit. It is a sitting in the realm of the spirit. When those living creatures come into where you are or come into your vicinity, they will always come to reveal the government of the Christ. They will always come to reveal the seat of God. It is not a chair. It will never be a chair. Chairs are what angels have. Chairs are what people sit upon. But the throne of God is made up of living beings. So even the throne of God can talk. John appeared before the Lord. He came into the council of hell. And the only thing he could see was that there were thunderings. There were lightnings issuing out of the throne. And the Bible said there were voices. But John was not hearing anything. And all of a sudden we now realize that part of what the living creatures will now translate as a result of their standing before the throne of God was holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the only one that thought that was the song they were singing. They were giving interpretation to those things that they can see around the environment of the throne. Those things that are parables around your life that you have not been able to interpret even to this time, it is because you are not coming to that place where the host of God that guard that word over your life, you have not come into their environment. That is why we are announcing to you the salt and anointing called the anointing of the gatherer. It is the sitting of men among immortals. Job was a man, but the Bible said there was a time when the sons of God gathered, and they were expecting Job to also come in that time. But that day, Job was not connected to the valve. And as such, Satan came and laid accusation against him. I told you in the last meeting that there was a time accusations were laid against my family in the spirit. And what I did was I just woke up in the morning. The Holy Spirit told me, say this thing, declare this thing, confess this thing, pray this particular prayer. And after that time, just some days later, my brother called me that this was what he dreamt about. I said, okay, that it is that thing. Because the Holy Spirit gave me a word.
Until I see your face, until I know your ways, my prayers will not
You see, I want you to come into your sitting in the spirit. You may be sitting. I could just feel as though my leg has been pulled into another environment in the spirit. I can feel another environment outside of this place.
When the princes of a land come into the land, it is because the Lord is about to distribute fresh bread. The Spirit of God starts speaking about your preachers. And you see, part of what I will just tell you today is that maybe tomorrow if we will preach, if we will say something, I will show you in the scripture the nature of your angel. God has a covenant for this land. One of the things I would say is that those prophecies you have received as a ministry, you are experiencing a shift. Yes, Ebenezer is experiencing a shift. They are hosting us, they are hosting the ark. And Obed-Edom hosted the ark, and everything in his house increased. Even somebody will say today that even the rat in his house was prospering.
Because the tabernacle, the ark of God's covenant was there.
We are going to just pray. But I want to let you know that the Lord has declared, he has given a word to your prince, Akwanga. He has given, I told you, I started meeting this guy. I know where he's staying. We have been passing that place with Apostle Abednego. And anytime we pass there, I will feel a thought in my back. Anytime we pass there, I will sense an unction. Most of the things I picked as the unction from this meeting came from just passing those places. It's a particular place. A deserted area. A place that you won't even want to stay there. When you go to that place, you won't want to stay. But that is where the unction of the Spirit is. Our horns need to be exalted so that we can begin to connect to the Spirit. They are what are called high thoughts. When angelic princes come unto you, they begin to release unto you high thoughts. High level of inspiration will start to come to your spirit. High level of unction. Prophetic unction, prophetic inspiration. Sometimes it may lead you into a song. Other time it will push you to begin to strike down secrets, to begin to bend down handwritings
And many more times, those handwriting will become the interpretation of the seals within you. So that as you begin to scribe down those secrets, all of a sudden you now realize you bump into a barrier and you break through. And as you continue to write, you never knew that that writing was a journey in the spirit. When I was writing, I learned from that journey that scribing itself is priesthood. And some of you will need to activate that dimension of yourself. You will need to write down those songs, write down those relics. It is part of your priesthood. It is your ordination in the spirit. And we have brought you into this gathering so that you will understand what is upon your life. There is a warfare over the anointed. The Bible said, even if I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He now said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Before, the Bible said, in the presence of my enemies, there was a column there. It means that he was explaining the reason why the enemies, that the reason why that table was prepared. It was because they sighted an oil, and they came so fast to block the flow of that oil so that you don't gain advantage over them. Can we pray and cry?
Until I hold the flow, my prayer will.
Yes. Can you just pray and say, Lord, put your oil upon me. Connect me to my assembly in the spirit. Now upon Mount Zion, there are innumerable companies of angels. There is the assembly of the firstborn son. There is the congregation of morning stars. There is the sitting of those men that have been made perfect. You belong to one. Find it this night. You belong to one. Find it. The Lord said, we will give air to spirit. Until I overflow, my prayer will.
I want to just say this before we close. No, before we close the physical gathering, because the procession will still continue in the spirit. This thing has been ongoing. I told you from Monday he has been moving about. I don't know, maybe some people have been dreaming about the program. I don't know if you were picking it, but his activities has been ongoing. I know you wonder, have I been in Akwanga since Monday? No, I was at home. There's no barrier in the spirit. You can be here and be in Zaria. You can be here and be in Jos. You can be here and talk to somebody from a very far distance. It is the capacity God has put inside of you. When he said he made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you don't know who you are. That is the reason why you feel you were small. The day they came to me on Monday, they told me, let nothing make you feel as if you are small. That's not again that you are small. To some of us, from this day, a voice will be attached to your voice. That as you call, there will be a rapture in the heart of people. As you shout, there will be a rapture in their heart. In fact, this one now is from me. As you go back, you will remember your dreams. Those dreams that you have forgotten, I declare that you will begin to remember them. I am declaring this as a king priest. I am proclaiming this as a king priest, that your dreams will return back to you. Yes, the angels of your dream will be restored back to you. You will remember them and their interpretation. Apostle, I could just like when you were
as the prayers were just going on, I could just feel the Lord putting fresh oil on your horn in the spirit. And as that, I know Apostle is a spirit. Apostle used to, he's a strong man. These are the men that have actually been laboring over this land for a very long time. In fact, their labor and sacrifices is revealed in their character. This is what prayers will do to you. Your month's prayer will shape your character. So if it is not shaping your character, you are not become a priest yet. What you are doing is what you are doing will not, you need to go deeper. When the Bible said that the priest would dissect the lamb, dissect it like this, and they now said you are a priest, which lamb are you dissecting? It is yourself. As you pray, you are dissecting places inside of you. As you pray, the Lord begin to pull out excesses from your life. I could perceive that, and at the same time, as the Lord was exalting your hand, I could see the overflow of God's oil, the overflow of God's spirit on your life. There's a new promotion for you in the spirit, and there is a shift over your life. And even I just sense like you will begin to walk, or this, yes, you and this particular angel will begin to walk, because the Lord will give you a voice in this land. You have influence, but he will add a voice to it. And I could just perceive the echoing. I could just perceive the, as you utter words, I could just perceive the echo moving like a tidal waves into other places. Just like the ripple effect of a stone into water. That kind of ripple effect, the voice, your voice was just rippling. And it was just, wow. It also means that as people will hear your voice from this time, they will return back with the burning. He said, did not our heart burn as he spoke to us? He said, did not our heart burn as he spoke to us? So even as they return back, there will be a burning inside them. And I could just perceive right now that those set of people, those people that will hear your voice, as they go with that burning, their callings and the pathways of destiny that is locked up inside of their spirit will be unlocked. There's a new clothing of the spirit over you. There's a new clothing of God's spirit over your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's one of my old sounds. They just came back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And also, I could perceive over Pastor Wisdom that the Lord is adding on to you rank in the spirit. A new rank in the spirit. And I perceived a new angel. I don't know, this season, the kind of angels God has been attaching to the lives of people, huh? They are bigger than your size. So they are actually telling you that don't feel as if you are small, because what is with you is more than the mountain you are seeing. He said the anointing of the gatherer is that anointing that can bring you before a mountain, and that mountain will skip. Bible says when the Lord will descend that the mountains will skip. This is actually talking about a measure of your reality in the spirit. We have not come to waste your time, I assure you. We have not come. We have come to bear a witness of a book that has been unsealed over the land. Because even this angel, I could see a book in his hand. And this was what now made me recognize the angel in the scripture. I love it when prophetic words are coming from scripture frame. They become very accurate. They become very precise. They become a pathway for you to journey with in the spirit. Don't just go and just give people, let it be from scripture frame. Let scriptures align to scriptures. So the Lord is adding a rank, and I see this angel of the Lord pull, he pulled you by his shoulder. By your shoulder, he pulled you. He was raising you up, and the Lord was saying that is a ranking that is adding onto your life. Say, no more will you be pushed aside. No more will you be resisted. I perceive the Lord saying that. No more will you be resisted. A new fragrance and a new... The Bible says that the gospel we preach is like a savour. And to some it is death. To them that believe, it is a sweet fragrance. And to them that believe not, it's turned unto death. So it means that even in places, as you move into places, your fragrance, the words you bring will release a fragrance over the people. God is putting a new fragrance over your life. It will chase out your enemies. It will chase out those that oppose you. But to them that believe in the name of the Lord, it will be a sweet smelling savour upon their lives. And this same thing the Lord is declaring over you. Because you are going back as that fox of Samson. That foxes that will go and ignite the city. Woo! Wow. Come on, the Lord says, light has come. Light has come. Light has come. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Light has come. We step into your light. We move into your light. We step into your light. We move into your light. We step into your light. We move into your light. Yes, that's it. Your light. We move into your light. We step into your light. I could see the river of God flowing. Light is coming into the city. Come on, shout light! Yet there be light! Yet there be light! We dispel the darkness! We dispel the cloud of darkness! We dispel the darkness! And we declare, yet there be light! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We'll end the procession. I was telling my brothers that the atmosphere should be so dense that we should not be able to preach, but just bring forth the oracles of God. Thank you, Father. We step into your light. Hallelujah. You can just have a seat. Give us this brief announcement, then we dismiss. Our time is fast spent. But I hope you were blessed. I hope you were blessed. This is the operation of the God. It is not a team. It is an operation of the Spirit. If you are in the operation, you can go and hold the meeting anywhere. I'm telling you. If you have the operation, go anywhere. Just go. This same atmosphere, this same presence will follow you. I'm not praying for you. I'm just telling you. If you carry the operation, you will dispense it everywhere. I want to use this medium to thank my friends and brothers that followed me all the way from Lafia for this convergence. I want us to celebrate them. Apostle Silas Emmanuel is here. Forget about that laptop. There's another book that can be opened before you. Yes, Apostle Timothy is here. And Apostle Timothy again is here. There are two Timothys. They are all in this house. These are men that God is putting God's breaker spirit upon. They are the breakers of idols. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, I'm just trying to try as much as I can to recognize people that maybe they hide behind. Yes, there are many ministers here. Can you just celebrate them? Celebrate them. And I want to specially celebrate one of our choicest warriors in the land. These are actually people that when you look at them, you know they have the utterance of the Spirit in their life. It is not just an utterance that is gained by fast talking. It is an utterance that is born out of a depth of a well of intercession. True utterance comes from that well. It is not by listening to maybe one preacher that used to talk very fast. No. It is not by that. It is from a depth of intercession. If you go deep in intercession, you will touch a fountain of utterance. The Holy Ghost, they speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So can we celebrate our choices, warrior? The president of Ebenezer Network International, in person of Abenego Bitrus. Thank you so much, sir. We have been, he has put in a lot of effort to see that everything you are seeing here, let me just say, is a sacrifice. I'm telling you, it is not really easy for an elder to just come and work with young boys. It's not. This is a sign of someone that his priesthood has really formed something in his heart. Can we celebrate him again? Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate you. And also, the head of admin of Shekinah Network International, a person of Apostle Wee, is in the house celebrating, please. Thank you so much, sir, for coming. We really appreciate you. And also the keyboardists and the ushers and every other department, the drummer, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And also, we have an elder in the house, a person of Apostle, Apostle Liman. You know, they've been singing the name, and thank you so much, sir, for coming. We really, we thank you for the measure of the Spirit that you released into the meeting as well. Yes, thank you. You see, you must not hold the mic to do something. You get the idea. Thank you, sir, for the measure of the Spirit you supplied. Maybe what we did was because he was here. Who knows? And also, a brother that just became a helper. He became like a comforter. He brought consolation to my soul. A person of I've not gone that way yet. I think maybe I know what they are clapping for. I've not gone that way yet. Is Apostle Cephas Elisha. He really helped us during this meeting. Thank you so much, sir, for all your effort. And also, I want to specially, this one, I could just feel the love in my heart. I want to acknowledge the presence of my very own brother, blood brother. If you see, let me not say if you see me, you have seen him. If you see him, you have seen me. And the well and the stream is there. The prayer depth, the intercession, the watchman realm is there. It's a heritage. Can we celebrate? I saved his name as Apostle Jeremiah in that chair. Can we celebrate him? Thank you so much, sir, for coming. I really appreciate you. Yes, if you want to learn Chinese, you can meet him. He will teach you. Thank you so much, sir, for bringing that international stream into this place. Hallelujah. All right. Tomorrow we kickstart again with a prayer, a marathon prayer stretch. Come so that we will push deeper into this stream. So that you won't go, we won't need revival again. Just remain revived. Is that okay? So your boss is actually outside, and just meet the person that directed you. He will have made arrangement for your return back to your various destination. And we are returning back here tomorrow. It's supposed to start by 8 p.m. But I assure you, if you come here by 7 p.m., you will meet people here. Just come and remain in the atmosphere. Come and just start praying. We can make it 18 hours. We can make it 12. Just come and just... You must not come here before you start praying. Just come. Enter into the stream and just pray. Is that okay? So I want to just call on...